Chapter 3. Fort Bladegirt stood at the edge of the high rocks which towered above Terremort Cove, the big window of its banqueting hall facing out to sea. It had a courtyard and a high wall which ran around its perimeter where the ground was open, though part of the actual fort building integrated with the outer wall where it overhung the cove. The entire structure was built from solid rock with heavy wooden doors at the entrances both to the fort and courtyard. On three sides, it was overlooked by hills. Gabool the Wild had taken it as his by right. Indeed, whoever owned Bladegirt was absolute king of sea rats as long as he could hold it. Inside the fort, chaos and misrule were the order of the day. Corsair rats left their ships to come ashore after long plundering voyages. They made their way to Bladegirt in droves, leaving their ships at anchor in the cove. Roistering, fighting, gambling and drinking, the sea rats enjoyed their shore leave after the hardships of a life at sea. In the high banqueting chamber, Gabool sprawled on a carved rock throne, which he had made more comfortable by covering it with the skins of his slain enemies. He stared with loving fascination at a great bell dominating the centre of the floor. Monumental in its size, the prize stood, reflecting the torchlights and revelry through its burnished sheen. Copper, silver, brass and gold had been used in its casting. Heaving himself up, Gabool strode forward, sword in one claw and a chalice of wine in the other, as he traversed the perimeter of his greatest prize. Grinning like a child with a new toy, he tapped his sword blade against the marvellous bell. The soft musical note vibrated gently like a giant harp strummed by the wind. As he walked, Gabool's restless eyes roved up and down, from the strange figures embossed around the top to the intricate words ranging around the wide base of the great bell. Gabool was puzzled as to their meaning, but they were pretty decorations, which made his prize all the more fascinating to look upon.
"Blood and thunder, Captain, give me a good belt and let's hear it ring out."
A burly drunken sea rat named Half Nose pulled a wooden cudgel from his belt and thrust it toward Gabool. With lightning speed, the warlord grabbed the club and crashed it down on Half Nose's skull, at the same time landing a thrusting kick into the drunkard's belly, which sent him reeling into an open cask of wine. Half Nose slumped across the wine, his head submerged. Gabool roared with laughter.
"Drink or dram, sea scum. No beast comes near Gabool's bell."
The carousing sea rats shrieked their appreciation at his joke. Gabool pointed at Half Nose with his sword.
"If he ever gets out of there, give him a cup of wine to revive him."
This caused further merriment, except from the table where Bloodrig, captain of the ship Greenfang, sat with his mates. Though Gabool laughed as heartily as the others, Bloodrig had not escaped his notice. Everyone was laughing, but not Bloodrig. Bloodrig the surly, Bloodrig the argumentative, Bloodrig the trouble causer, the sea deck lawyer. Gabool watched him closely. Bloodrig, who could sense the scheming mind behind his king's false merriment. Things between the king of sea rats and his captain had been building to a head for a long time. Gabool decided to settle accounts with Bloodrig now. Gulping wine from the chalice and allowing it to spill freely into his beard, Gabool pretended to stagger drunkenly. He winked in a friendly manner and thrust his sword point down into a chest of booty. Tottering over to the table, Gabool banged the half-empty chalice down in front of the Green Fang's captain.
"Bloodrig, me old matey, come on, drink up!"
Bloodrig's face was sullen as he thrust the chalice aside.
"Don't want no wine. I can drink all I want aboard me ship."
All around the hall they stopped drinking, singing and gambling. An air of expectancy settled over the sea rats. Gabool blinked as if trying to shake off the effects of the wine and swayed slightly.
"Food, then! Can't have my captain starving. Roast meat, fruit, fish, sugared preserves. Here, Bring me friend Bloodrig some victuals.
Bloodrig's sword claw fondled the hilt of his sheathed scimitar.
Leave the food, Gabool. I eat well enough.
Gabool sighed, shaking his head as if in puzzlement. He sat next to Bloodrig and threw a comradely claw about his shoulders.
No wine, no food, no smile on me old shipmate's face. What do you want then, bucko?